You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On our initial descent into Chicago, Katie leans over my lap, looking out the window for a glimpse of the house we were kids in. She says I hated it then, but now I kinda miss it. Shirts in the microwave, trash in the sink, quarters in a mason jar for every time she smokes. She says if we keep this up, girls, in no time we'll be broke. I don't remember.
This is the lovely, lovely voice of Christian Lee Hudson, who is a musician from LA, who's worked a lot with Phoebe Bridges and the likes of Boy Genius and the Better Oblivion Community Centre. He's a bit of a session musician. He's toured a lot with bands like that, and he's put out his own album now. It's called Beginners, and it's really, really lovely. And I had a chat with him yesterday about it, so we're going to have a listen to that conversation now. Christian, this is such an awesome record, Beginners. I just wanted to start by asking you, what does the title mean? Where did that record name come from?
It kind of came from Raymond Carver. He's like a short story writer. He died in like the early 2000s or late 90s or something, but he's a big like inspiration for a lot of like the narrative style of most of the songs. I don't know. I feel like it's a lot of songs about growing up and learning things and trying to like, you know, figure out who you are and find yourself over and over again.
I think that's something that I found really lovely about listening to this record, is there's a real autobiographical nature to a lot of the songs, but then there is a kind of universal feeling as well, because everybody can relate to that, you know, turbulence of growing up. Where does inspiration come for you in terms of writing lyrics for tracks?
It comes usually from, like, I guess, like, reading different stories or reading books or watching TV or just like having conversations with friends. I'll kind of just like take little snippets and sort of change them as I go along. I don't know. I guess like I try to piece together some kind of narrative that seems authentic or pleasing to me, or like something that I have either been through or loved ones have been through.
When did you start getting into music, Christian? Has it always been something that you've had throughout your life, or did it kind of come to you a little bit later on?
I got into music when I was like 12. My mom decided, she was like, I had to learn a musical instrument when I was a kid, and you're going to learn one too, because you're going to be a well-rounded student or whatever. And she let me choose what I was going to learn, and I chose guitar, and then that was kind of like the beginning of the end of my life as a student in any other capacity.
That's a much more sensible instrument than me. When I was about 8, my mum asked me the same thing, and I said I'd play the flute, and that's gone absolutely nowhere. So guitar is much more sensible, Christian.
My sister chose the flute. If it makes you feel any better, my sister also chose the flute, and she did not get past maybe a year with it.
I have a lot of solidarity with that. So once you'd sort of started playing the guitar, did you kind of like have bands at school, or were you kind of a bedroom noodler? Were you sort of like playing on your own and then taking it out to your mates?
I did both. I was in bands. I was in like punk bands, and then like got sucked into like a weird like Tom Waits inspired like junkyard band. I was in all kinds of bands though in high school, and then but also doing, like, making bedroom-style recordings at home because I was a big Elliott Smith fan and, and was, like, learning how to use a four-track. And I would make, like, every few months or so, I'd make an album, quote-unquote, of all the songs I had written or covered in the last few months. And then I would pass them out to people at school or email them the, you know, digital files of it once that was around.
That's very cool. I hope you still have copies of those.
I wish I did. I'm like mortified to hear who might. I know one person that has a lot of them, and I trust them to never to burn them if the time comes.
When I was working in the smoothie shop, but I couldn't get the weekend off. She told me I was getting soft. I read an article about the accident, probably reaching for cigarettes, and missed the brake lights up ahead. I hope it was an instant death. Sometimes I imagine us way down the line, getting fat somewhere in the countryside. It's crazy how things shake out sometimes. But maybe that's enough magic for me. Nothing's going to change it now.
You've got some really wonderful friends that you've worked with on this record, but who you've worked with on other projects as well. I'm thinking of Boy Genius, where you've done some co-writing for songs, and also Better Oblivion Community Centre. And of course, Phoebe Bridges has produced this record for you. How did that come about, and what was it like working with Phoebe in that capacity?
It came about just through our friendship. We have been really close friends for the last few years. And I had been sort of just like obsessively making like version after version of this album with other people, and just like kind of really trying to figure out like what I like sounded like on my own, just playing the songs I wrote. And Phoebe called me one day and was like, we should do, I've never produced anything, but I want to make a record with you if you're down, of all these songs you've been trying to do. And I trust her with literally anything in my life. So yeah, I don't know. It just seemed like an easy way to get to make something I knew I was going to love and be proud of, because Phoebe always takes the time to make sure that things are right.
These days, and I'm glad that I came. I like the new name, but with an old bass, it really doesn't feel the same. Let's get the old bass.
I really like that there's this kind of introspection, but it's quite like a generous sound, because you're taking some kind of uncomfortable experiences as well, that sort of awkwardness of growing up, or when you sort of feel embarrassment or shame or regret about something you've done, and you're kind of sharing those experiences. So there's that sort of, I guess, like feeling of vulnerability that kind of pervades a lot of these songs. Do you ever feel vulnerable putting it out there, or once you've written it down, does it kind of feel a little bit separate from you?
It feels a little bit like both. I like, it's scary, like, I guess, putting some of it out there, but then, like, I don't know, a lot of it does feel really universal, and I feel like I'm usually met with, like, a reaction that it is validating to hear that your experience has been similar to someone else, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, then there's also a level, though, sometimes, like, the further you get away from it, where it's like, it you played it so many times or whatever that it feels like, okay, like this doesn't really belong to me anymore, which is a good feeling.
Becomes a kind of a collective song baby, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in one track that kind of stands out because it's a little bit different to the rest, is Get the Old Band Back Together Again. This one's kind of got like a little bit of a different tone and a little bit of a different kind of like sound theme maybe going on in it. How did this song come about, and what's the deal with it?
it's kind of like a joke song in a way. It came about as I was like, I had the music for it or whatever, and was just kind of had written, as I sort of do with a lot of things, like I'd written a few versions of it and just was not really happy with any of it. And then I decided to write about this band that I grew up with. It's just like a garage band that they never really had played a show or anything like that, but which was just like really like overly serious about it. And then I used like, I thought it would be funny to use some of Phoebe's band members' names to like pepper in through as the actual characters in the song, because we had a running joke. I did one of Phoebe's like first full band tours. I played bass in the band because she couldn't find somebody to fill in, and so like a few days before the tour, she was like, "Will you please come play bass?"
And like, so I did so.
I did this tour, and then I like it was always the intention, obviously, to find like a real bass player after that. But then we had this long running joke that I was like, I left the band, and I was like. And I was like kind of butthurt about it, but like, you know, they're still doing cool stuff, but you know, the sound it's like don't really sound the same. Like the low end is just a little bit different now.
Yeah.
Just like kind of wounded ego white man in a band that many people are familiar with.
That's what I quite like about this track, was I didn't necessarily realize it was about like a high school band of yours, because it sounds like this sort of like man in his late 40s, jaded about his, you know, music career kind of thing, which is kind of nice as well, because knowing it has that relationship to your high school stuff does tie it in with the rest of the theme of the album, but it is also kind of like a palate cleanser maybe between some of the other tracks too.
Yeah.
Is there any track on this record or tracks on this record that you feel particularly proud of or particularly happy about, Christian?
Yeah, there are a few that I just like had worked on for a really long time. I mean, I'm proud of the whole thing as a whole, but there are a few songs that I'm just like, I felt like I really did what I was trying to do. Like Lose This Number, I feel like I wrote a song that I have always wanted to write, and same thing with Northsiders. Those are the ones that I'm like more in talk, I guess, like more proud of just as songs, because they feel the most real and the most like my life to me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
The rest of them, it's like, I have sort of a level of like that feeling about all of the songs, but those ones especially.
Normally, in a normal world, I'd be asking you about touring and stuff right now, but that's not really a thing that's happening for much of the world at the moment. We're quite lucky here in New Zealand because we are able to do that within our own country. But what is sort of like your ultimate goal post all this COVID stuff? What would you like to be doing with this record? Getting out on the road?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my sort of life for the last 10 years or so has been on the road with playing with different people, or I toured for a long time just by myself, just to really no one, just because I was trying to learn how to do it, and I would play like these long, like 3-hour gigs at spaghetti restaurants where like nobody listened, but I made like $300 or something at the end of the night.
Nice.
And went to the next place to do it. But yeah, so I'm eager to hopefully tour again if that can happen. But if not, I'm happy to stay at home and keep trying to write songs and make another one.
This is Christian Lee Hutson with Lose This Number. This is from his lovely album Beginners. Thank you very much to Christian for having a chat to me about that yesterday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.